This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Cruz belts one to right and deep and gone. A line drive home run for Cruz. Like it was shot out of a cannon. Cruz with his 14th home run just like that. 4-0 Pirates.
That's one.
Pirates with 7 extra base hits in this game. By far a season high.
Whoa. Cruz soars one out to right. No movement at all by Soto. Another home run for Cruz, his second long ball today, and the Pirates are up 10-1.
That's two.
Pitch swung on and missed, and the Pirates complete the sweep. A resounding 12-1 win this afternoon over the Mets, and for the first time in 10 years, the Pirates take them all against New York. What a series for the Pirates.
Yeah, how about that? Take your sorry asses back to New York, you jabronis. I mean, thousands and thousands and thousands of Met fans made the trip this weekend, and they saw their beloved Metropolitans get outscored by the lowly Buccos 30-4. What? The Mets' payroll is $325 million. The Pirates' payroll is $89 million. It's a run differential for the Bucks of plus 26 in a three-game series. They hadn't done that, Doran, since 1975, and it was fitting because of the passing of Dave Parker, which we'll get into more in detail in a little bit here. RIP to the Cobra, one of the great players in Pirates history. Super sad news, and we all found out about it at the same time. When Guy Junker, the public address announcer at PNC Park, he announced it to the crowd. Really sad, and he's going to be inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown next month. So we will get into that. But they hadn't done that since 1975, and you had literal sections of Met fans. They must have bust down together. I mean, the top, like section 307, 308, 309, just thousands of Met fans. Imagine making that trip.
Oh, man.
We got to see PNC Park, most beautiful ballpark. It's a drivable distance. Maybe take a long weekend. Going to take a long weekend. And the Mets will at least win a game.
At least.
At least.
Oh, but you're thinking they're going to win the series.
Of course.
You're absolutely thinking they're going to win the series.
And you had nothing. I mean, seriously, nothing to cheer about in three games. And I posted that it was very funny to me on Twitter, and I had some Mets fans find me and get into my mentions. Well, at least we're going to make the playoffs. Yeah, maybe. Maybe not. You lost 13 out of 16 games, and the NL's pretty competitive, but we're not here to discuss the Mets. I'm just thinking about the trip. Like you and your friends or you and your family were going to make the trip, and you can tell me the Mets are going to make the playoffs. You also can't fool me. Mets fans got to be scared right now, terrified, because it's one thing to lose, what, 11 out of 14 or whatever the hell it was coming in, but that was a non-competitive series, not against the Dodgers, not against the Yankees, not against the best teams in baseball, but a Pirates team that hasn't scored all damn year. I love it.
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, and the whole Soto deal. Like, I mean, Soto was awful the first half of the season. Now, he's come around a lot in the last, you know, month. He did have, one homer against the Pirates. But that whole deal has led them to already going frantic and being like, we spent all this money on Juan Soto and he hasn't really shown up. And then something like this happens where you in your mind are thinking, all right, the Mets are going to probably sweep the Pirates. The Pirates are probably one of the worst teams in baseball. In your mind, one of the worst teams in baseball, not only sweep you, we're not talking about just the sweep.
No, it's not like a 3-1 run game, something like that.
We're talking about 9-12 runs. That is, and I came in here this morning and I looked at you. I was like, I need answers.
Somebody tell me what happened.
What happened?
I have an explanation for you.
I would love to hear it because I'm lost for words.
Here it is, baby. Baseball.
Yeah.
You got to play 162 of these suckers, and sometimes weird stuff goes down. And that's exactly what happened here. And it's been a miserable season. We could tell you all the ways, but you know them. Spencer Horwitz, you acquire him. He's your big offseason acquisition. Chronic wrist injury. Your number two starter, Jared Jones. Oh, man, the Pirates rotation is going to be one of the best in baseball. You got Skeens. You got Jones. You got Kelly. Let's go. Hoo-hoo-hoo. Out for the year. Well, we're all excited about Nick Gonzalez. Still have a nice season for you. Home run, broken leg. Only the Pirates. Oh, yeah, they cover up the Clemente sign. Bucko bricks. Dude falls off the Clemente wall. You fire your manager. Is there anything else?
The belt.
Oh, yeah. Pirates team employee is hitting the hell out of a paying customer with a belt.
Mentioned Santana. Jumped up at a fan.
Dennis Santana jumping up at a fan. Tommy Pham in the outfield against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, if that's still what they're called. It's been a season to forget.
The bricks?
Got the bricks. Thank you for returning, Harry, from your absence. I'm guessing to go get the reads, and then you missed us going through all the details. So you're really performing exactly how we thought you would perform early on today. So it's been a season to forget, and I think it's okay if you're a Pirates fan to just be happy today. I think it's fine. 412-928-9370. It doesn't have to be some topic here where, well, do you think this is going to lead to something? It can't. It's impossible. Can't lead to anything. They're not making the playoffs. They're not going to finish above 500. They're still, despite this, 15 games under. So we don't need to make this something more than it is, but it's also okay to just revel in it, to enjoy it, to dance and point and laugh at Mets fans.
Yeah.
Because their team stunk it up and has been stinking it up, and it would be very funny to me if they didn't make the playoffs. And if you're a real, true Pirates fan, you've never liked the Mets. Because you grew up not liking the Mets, or your parents grew up not liking the Mets. So anytime you could send all these Mets fans back to New York with their tail between their legs, you should take something from it.
Yeah, and it's
a little bit of joy.
It's not like, and I will say this, like, enjoy it, but don't enjoy it too much because they have the Cardinals tonight. So,
go get them too.
You know how that goes, though. You know exactly how that goes. So I would enjoy it right now, but in a couple hours, I would just be like, okay, I'm going to let that go. But it's not like that they did this and swept the team and scored this many runs against the Rockies. That's where I kind of come down on. Like, it's not like they did it against the White Sox. They did it against the Mets, who are a pretty good team.
Best ERA in the league coming in, and you score 30 runs.
And you already said it, $320 million payroll. You dominated them. You embarrassed them. You did every single thing that you possibly can to show that you were better than the Mets in that series. Like, there's nothing that you didn't do, and Skeens didn't even start. Skeens wasn't even a part of the series.
That's right. And then the Mets had a closed-door meeting, players-only meeting. I joke about this all the time. That never works.
No.
That's generally, it's somewhere in the middle of a fall from grace. Players-only meeting rarely ever turns something around. Now, the Mets might be fine. I don't know. Again, $325 million payroll. They got some boppers, and they pitch well. But the New York media's got to be just eviscerating them right now. Like, I'm looking it up right now. I'm sure the New York Post has a back page where they're talking about the Mets, and there's a weird cover and all that. And imagine they get back, and they play a homestand, and before the game, they're going to all be at, what is going on? And they're not going to have answers. How can you have answers? Everything's going great. Yeah, the best record in the National League, and all of a sudden, they've been one of the worst teams in ball for like 3 weeks.
Yep.
Why? Baseball. Also, Andrew Filippone. I think it's also Pony's fault, and we can thank him for that for once. Pony tweeted out, this was the morning of the first game of the series. He tweets, get this, if the Pirates win the series versus the Mets, a follower will win a Paul Skeens jersey. If the Pirates sweep the Mets, 5 followers will win a Paul Skeens jersey. All that you have to do is follow me and retweet this post, easy as pie. I think he felt pretty good about getting a lot of engagement on this.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of retweets,
mm-hmm.
a lot of follows, which is good for Andrew Filippone. I don't think he thought in his heart of hearts the Pirates would win the series. And I know he didn't think for a second he'd be giving away 5 of these.
No, he's a huge Mets fan, right?
That's the thing. People have texted us in already this morning. Who? How is Pony feeling today? Is he happy that the Pirates swept him? Is he pissed? Because the Mets are...
He's surprised.
He's definitely surprised.
Yeah. Caught off guard. Wow. He's going to give, what, 5 jerseys out? Nice.
Other question, where's he getting these jerseys? Is this Pony Dime?
That's what I initially thought.
I thought too.
Probably going to have to buy them. He's probably going to have the followers reach out and get their sizes and buy them for him.
It's a reverse Pony kind of curse here. We need more of this from Pony.
Yeah.
We need this before every Steelers game. Every single one of them. If the Steelers win, you get a sign. I don't even sign. You get a DK Metcalf jersey.
Yep.
You get an Aaron Rodgers jersey. You get a TJ Watt jersey. Obviously, there's some magic here. Do it for the Cardinals series. Let's see how it goes. O'Neal Cruz jersey if the Buccos win the series. And if they sweep the Cardinals, 5 lucky people get O'Neal Cruz jerseys. Speaking of Cruz, you know what he's going to do now. He's going to go on a 2-week tear where he's going to hit the cover off the damn baseball, and he might wind up playing himself into the All-Star game because you got to pick someone from the Pirates, and it's going to be Skeens, but maybe he could play his way in.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you come back from the All-Star break because he has to sit for a couple of days, he's going to go in a 3-week swoon.
Yes.
It's just the way it goes.
Yep.
There was somebody who's been hot, and he might be hot at the right time. We'll explain why when we come back. Also, we'll talk about Dave Parker's untimely passing, and I call it untimely because he's set to get inducted into Cooperstown next month, which is just so unbelievably sad that he's not going to be there to experience that. We'll get into all that. A lot of Bucco stuff this first hour. Some hot Steelers topics actually out there this weekend. Usually there's not a month from training camp. But we'll get into those in the 7 o'clock hour. The Penguins draft. Jesse Marshall of The Athletic is going to join us at 8. So we got a whole bunch going on today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
R.I.P. Dave Parker passes away at the age of 74, had a long battle with Parkinson's. It was announced not long ago that Dave Parker will be inducted into Cooperstown, Major League Baseball's Hall of Fame. Unfortunately, the formal induction is next month, and now he will not get a chance to be there. And we've had this conversation before. It really bothers me when that happens. And I blame baseball writers, and we've crushed baseball writers because of other Hall of Fame related matters. In fact, we did so much on Friday. Jason Mackey, whenever he was filling in for Starkey, did so on Friday. Dave Parker deserved to give a Hall of Fame speech. And I'm happy at least he knew he got in before he passed away, because for a while it looked like that wasn't going to be the case. But it's a crime to me, man, that he's not going to get to be there and talk about it. And Phil Garner, Scrap Iron, who was part of the 1979 World Series winning Pirates, he was on the TV broadcast talking about Dave. And he was asked, what do you think he would have talked about? And he said, coming up through all the racism at that time, about how hard it was for a lot of players on that team, but how hard it was for Dave and how he battled through all that and became a great player. Three-time Gold Glove winner, two-time batting title guy, three-time Silver Slugger winner, two-time World Series champion, seven-time All-Star, Home Run Derby champ, MVP. All those accolades, that's a Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah.
Always has been a Hall of Famer. And he's 74 and you finally get in. That's a shame, man. It's an absolute shame.
I'm not going to ask you for the answer here, but it could be a part of the discussion. Like, why? Why did it take so long?
Beats me, man.
You know, why? Whenever you have the resume and, you know, you're a part of such great teams and, you know, you're 74 years old, you pass away and you find out that you're going to get in. And then obviously you pass away a month before you do get in. Like, well, what took so long? Like, why isn't that a no-brainer? Why isn't that a no-brainer 10 years ago, 20 years ago? I don't get it. I don't get it at all.
He should have been in right when he was eligible.
Right. You know, like
you think about all those accolades. Two-time batting champ was as complete a player as has ever rolled through here, frankly. The way he fielded, the way he threw, one of the great throws of all time, one of the most famous baseball throws of all time in the 1979 All-Star game. Gets it on a hop. Absolute laser to home plate, caught by Gary Carter, who also not too long ago, he passed away after a long battle with cancer. That, to me, is one of the most aesthetically pleasing plays in the history of sports, let alone just baseball. I'm a big sucker for the massive right field arm. Mm-hmm. Like Ichiro, even Raul Mondesi, Jose Guillen, of course, Roberto Clemente. Dave Parker, you put his arm up there with any of them. And to do it in an All-Star game when it really mattered back then, the All-Star games were such a big deal. Whenever you didn't have the interleague play, right? So you get all the best players and you didn't have all the games on TV the way that they were. So to see Dave do that, what a year. You do that in the All-Star game and then you win the MVP and then you go and you win the World Series in 1979.
Man.
So RIP Dave Parker, one of the all-time great Buccos and one of the baddest men, dude. Badass. One of the great pictures of all time, him smoking the cigarette in the dugout. Different times back then. And then the shirt with the boys bopping is also an all-timer.
Whenever I think of Dave Parker, this is obviously before our time. But, mm-hmm. He was probably a hero to a lot of kids, to a lot of people. 6'4", just a prototypical athlete. And you're probably looking at the time in the 70s like, what type of person is this? Like, what type of athlete is this? I mean, just imposing. And, the last time that I saw him, and it puts just life into perspective. Mm-hmm. It's just like, how fast things could go and just cherish every moment. I guarantee that if you asked him and he told you truthfully that he wouldn't change a thing, the way that he played, the times that he had playing, the awards that he won, the teammates that he had, it just, we're really lucky to be in the city again. Like, we talk about it a lot. And a lot of athletes from the 70s have passed away, and we weren't lucky enough to be able to watch them up close and personal, but we're lucky enough to know about them and to know the history of why that this city is the way it is now in sports. And Dave Parker is one of those people, and he probably was a hero to a lot of people, but it is an absolute shame that he's not going to be able to speak at his Hall of Fame induction ceremony. But he's always going to be a Hall of Famer here in Pittsburgh.
6'5", 230.
I mean, just
that's a god of a man, dude.
I mean, back then?
Back then, for sure.
That's unheard of back then.
The power, the arm, the base running. That's another thing that Scrap Iron was talking about, that he's an underrated base runner. A true five-tool player. And you're right, man. Life will humble you. For a guy that physically imposing... At the end, I mean, you could see his public appearances. It was a long battle with Parkinson's. It reminds me of Ted Williams whenever he came out in the wheelchair in the 1999 All-Star game at Fenway Park. And, you look like a shell of yourself, but that's because that's what happens.
Yeah.
That people age. And one of the great ones there in Ted Williams and, of course, Dave Parker. Yes, Harry.
So one of my favorite stats about him is that he was the first player to have a guaranteed contract of $1 million a year.
The highest paid player in baseball in 1979.
Mm-hmm.
What a year, man.
Oh, man.
And now, I hate to do this. So Dave Parker was making a mil. Highest paid player, guaranteed contract. I'm happy you brought that up, Harry. Adam Frazier making slightly more than that now.
Yep.
And that's just baseball these days. Tommy Pham making four times that.
Yeah.
Boy, things have ballooned.
Shohei Ohtani, $700 million. Yeah.
Deferred, too. They're going to be paying that guy for 65 years.
What would Dave Parker be making now?
He'd be making that kind of money then, right?
$550 million a year.
Probably.
RIP Dave Parker, one of the all-time greats here in Pittsburgh and deservedly finally in Cooperstown. Just a shame he's not going to be able to give his speech next month. All right, coming up next, I want to make fun of the Mets a little bit more. We found the cover of the back page of the New York Post. The Yankees, they played good ball. The Mets, not so much. And there's a hot Pirate who is getting hot absolutely at the right time. You can text us. Brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the Fan Morning Show is always brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
2-2 from Montas. Hayes swings in a sinking liner to center, and it's down for a base hit. Hayes comes through again. A two-out, two-strike, two-run single, 2-0 Pirates.
Key Brian Hayes, hot as hell, Doran Dickerson. Key Brian Hayes on an 8-game hitting streak. In those 8 games, got 13 hits, an OPS over 1,000, a .448 batting average. And from Francis Romero, who has reported a bunch of breaking Major League Baseball stories through the years, several teams are closely monitoring third baseman Key Brian Hayes as a trade piece, according to industry sources. Hayes is one of the players most likely to be traded, with the Tigers, Yankees, and Cubs among the potential suitors. So you get hot at the right time, Mr. Hayes. You push that trade value up, up, up. And we see what the value is for a guy who could actually friggin' hit. This is who the Pirates thought they were signing when they gave him that deal. And it was based off of one hot month in 2020. One hot month in a season that was comprised of only 2 months. Hey, let's make a bet on this guy. And I actually don't blame them for doing that, especially when you're talking about $8 million, closer to $9 million a season. That's chump change for most teams in Major League Baseball. And really, that's not even a lot of money for the Pittsburgh Pirates. But I do think he's most likely to be traded, Doran. And keep it up then, buddy.
Well, I mean, this is exactly what we were saying a couple weeks ago. He's a guy that I always thought would be a sexy trade piece for a team that's in contention, the team that's pretty good, that could just plop him right in the, you know, the bottom half of the lineup at the seven or eight spot, and he probably will play well in that spot, and he also has the glove, obviously, as one of the best third basemans in Major League Baseball. I think that he would fit well, and I think teams recognize that. Teams like the Cubs, teams like the Yankees, that if you plop him in your eighth spot in your lineup, that he would have the protection around him to actually just go and play. And I think that a guy like him with his fielding ability would be well, you know, serve well on a good team like that. So him getting hot is even better. I think it's a bonus, but I, at the same time, I do believe that these teams probably think that Ke'Bryan Hayes can fit very well in their lineup and on their team.
Yeah, he's a luxury on a team that can't hit. If the Pirates were even an average hitting team that could pitch the way that they pitch, you want a guy at third base who can pick it the way that he does. And that's why I do think, yeah, you're right, he'll be sought after. $7 million he's owed this season, so the prorated version of that, and then $7 million next year, and then eight, then eight, and then there's a club option in 2030, which will probably be declined by whoever picks him up because it's $12 million. But look, we all understand the Pirates and the spending, and we all understand the economics of baseball. I think it makes a ton of sense to move off of him, and I think it makes a ton of sense to trade Mitch Keller, who's owed $17 million next year, $18 million the year after that, and $20 million the year after that. So just see next season alone, if you don't have Mitch Keller, if you don't have Ke'Bryan Hayes, that's $24 million that ideally you can turn back around and hand to other players. Now, if you trade Ke'Bryan, are you bringing money in? If you trade Mitch Keller, are you bringing money in? I'm okay with money in, money out. That's the way they operate. That's the way they need to operate. And while I would rather, I guess, them trade a guy who, a prospect for a bat, who's unproven, I think you could get something substantial for Keller and you get the money off the books. And I'm not saying that because I'm rooting for ownership and I'm rooting for them to pinch pennies, but they need help. They need to be able to hit the damn baseball. And you need to pay for stuff like that. You need to pay for a hitter or two or three. And they're just not going to unless they have some of the flexibility there. So I'm moving Mitch Keller. And I'm moving Ke'Bryan Hayes. And I'm getting that money out of here. And I'm replacing it with new money.
Are you still, you know, under the same kind of vision that you wouldn't trade him to the Cubs, Mitch Keller?
Only way I trade him to the Cubs is if they overpay.
Yep.
But even then, I think it kind of looks weak sauce.
What about Hayes to the Cubs?
I think I can live with that one.
Yeah, you can live with that one.
I think I can live with that one. I would understand why they would want to do it. I also don't think you'd be ruining the day as a Pirates fan if you do wind up clawing your way into contention next year, let's just say hypothetically. Oh, no, now we got to face Ke'Bryan Hayes in a series that's super important. But if Mitch Keller takes the ball against you in an August series where you're competing with the Cubs for National League Central supremacy, I think we'd all be real ticked. Even if the return is what helped you get there, the team that's standing in your way right now, there's a lot of teams, but the team that's standing in your way right now that's leading the division and they've got Mitch Keller and you push them to a new rung, yeah, I think that would really hurt.
Yep.
I think that would really hurt. And there's reason to believe it's going to happen with the Cubs. Bob Nightingale reported last week that the Cubs and Pirates had at least had a discussion on Mitch Keller, and he wrote that the Cubs wanted David Bednar, too, Well, in his notebook that came out yesterday, Bob Nightingale wrote, quote, "The Pirates have been engaged in serious trade talks for more than a week with the Chicago Cubs about Mitch Keller." So it seems like this could happen. They better hold him over the damn barrel.
They better.
It better not be for some double-A prospect, some high-A prospect, some 20-year-old out there. No, you need either a major league bat or a guy who's knocking on the door of the major leagues that's being blocked by good position players that they've got in Chicago.
What if it's Eden Happ?
I think he could be part of it, and that would be a money-in, money-out sort of situation.
Mm-hmm.
I did see someone speculate about that on social. I'm not sure whether or not it's legit or not, but you take Eden Happ. I was perusing his statistics this weekend, and you put him in the Pirates lineup. He's no worse than your second-best hitter.
Right.
I mean, comparable with Andrew McCutchen, and he's younger and he can actually play the field. I'd be totally on board with that. If you could get a Hap and a triple-A guy that's being blocked, you need hitters. If you could turn Mitch Keller into two hitters that could help you right now, I think you hold your nose and you make that deal. It's not going to feel great, but if that's what you can get for Keller, yeah, I'd sign up for that right now. Would you? Are you okay with them trading Mitch Keller to a division rival at 412-928-9370? I feel like you and I see eye to eye on that.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, you would do it, but it has to be the right price.
It has to be. I want to win in this deal. I would win in this deal. Like, no matter what, you want him that bad. If the talks are serious, it's because the Cubs want to be serious and get the player that they want at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Cubs are calling the Pirates. So, you want this guy? Well, this is what you have to pay to get him.
And if you want Bednar, I need three hitters.
Yes.
I need three hitters. And if one of them's Hap and two are AAA guys, fair enough. And I'm not familiar enough with the Cubs minor league system to be able to go beyond the conversation that we're having right now. But just as an example, or as a hypothetical, if you are trading Keller and you are trading David Bednar in the same deal, I need three players who are on my major league team next year. That's what I need. 412-928-9370. Give us a ring on this on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. All right, so the Mets. Here's the back page of the New York Post over the weekend. Dead meat. That's the headline. Meat spelled M-E-E-T because they had that players-only meeting. It says, dead meat, players-only huddle futile as lifeless Mets embarrassed by Bucks in sweep. That's got to be an historic sweep for them, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Pirates haven't had a run differential of plus 26 in a three-game sweep since 1975. I don't think it's ever happened to the Mets. And they had one of the worst teams in baseball in the 1960s, where they lost, I think, 120 games or something like that. So get the hell back to New York.
Yep.
Also, something super funny happened at the ballpark this weekend, which we'll get into coming up next. At the top of the hour, a potential Hall of Famer throwing shade at Big Ben Roethlisberger, and it leads to a much broader discussion. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. The Cubs are interested in Mitch Keller, and Bob Nightingale says the Pirates and the Cubs have been engaged in serious trade talks for over a week on Keller. He had written last week that they are kind of desperate to get their hands on David Bednar, too. All right, well, then you better pay up, Cubbies. You better pay up. And here's what it would look like for me, Norm. I am looking at what the Cubs have in their farm system. Their number one prospect, Owen Casey's an outfielder. He's 22 years old. He's a top 50 prospect in all of Major League Baseball. He has 12 homers in AAA. If you want me to make a trade in division, I need that guy. Or I need Moises Ballesteros, who's a first baseman, who is your number two prospect, who has come up for 16 at-bats this year and not fared well in the major leagues, but has had a nice season in the minors with an OPS around 900. Again, their second-ranked prospect, top 75 hitting prospect in all of Major League Baseball. Actually, a top 75 prospect in all of Major League Baseball. He's a first baseman, and they have a good first baseman. They have Michael Busch, who's got an OPS at 875, an OPS plus a 150. He's got 14 homers on this season, a 2.6 WAR. So you've got great position players in the big leagues right now, good young position players in the bigs. You want to take two guys? You want to take Mitch Keller and David Bednar? You're going to have to pay up.
For sure.
I need at least one of your top two prospects, and then I need more. And maybe it's a top prospect and an Ian Happ, and then that way Ian Happ's not blocking this Owen Casey guy. Maybe you do that. You trade Ian Happ, and then this Owen Casey guy comes up and he takes his place on the roster. But that's the kind of thing you're looking for if you're trading with the Chicago Cubs. I need guys who are going to help right now. Not these typical Ben Cherington trades where you get a bunch of players, but they're all young guys, and they might have a high ceiling, but they're not going to be here for a while. You need some urgency, damn it.
Yeah, he has to understand, I mean, the urgency behind his job, too, and not just the urgency behind the Pirates winning right now. I think that his urgency, he needs to make a huge splash right now, and it has to be guys that can play immediately, or at least one guy that could play immediately, or two guys that could play immediately. Like, you don't have time in your career as a Pittsburgh Pirates GM, in my opinion,
to
go the same route that you've been going for the last 6 years.
No, it needs to be a baseball trade. It can't be, right. Oh, we're selling. It'd be different if this was year one or year two of a rebuild.
Exactly.
Then you get as many high ceiling prospects as possible, and you just see how it goes. Now, yeah, I need quantity, but I need quality, and I need guys who are ready to get here right now.
Yep.
And as a look on MLB.com, I just mentioned one of those two prospects had already debuted in the big leagues. The other one, his ETA is this year. I need a guy who's going to come in, or two guys who are going to come in now and are going to help this team in the second half of the season. Not because they're contending for anything, but so that you can sell some level, my God, of optimism for next year. And if you get two bats in the lineup for a Mitch Keller and a David Bednar, I think you've done very well for yourself. Now, do I have faith that Ben Cherington's going to get that? No, I don't. But I'm giving you our opinion, my opinion. As texters flood in, I absolutely do not trust our GM to make any kind of a good deal. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, but this is the situation you're in.
Give me 80K. 80K, I'll do it. Hilarious moment this weekend at PNC Park on Bucko Billboard, where Tim writes, for thousands of people to see at PNC Park, Cheryl, please take me back. I'm sorry I kissed your sister.
Mm.
Tim, I'm afraid I got some bad news, buddy. You kiss the sister, it's over. But I think that the sister is actually even worse in this situation. She's even bigger of a bad guy than Tim.
Yeah, tough situation for Cheryl.
Like, oh, poor Cheryl.
You're losing your, I guess, maybe fiance, husband, boyfriend, and you're also probably going to lose your sister for kissing him.
I also had a friend who texted me this weekend and said, if you're Tim, you're never recovering from kissing the sister. You might as well have gone all the way with the sister.
Well, you might as well just start dating the sister.
You got to go back. You got to go to the sister.
Yeah.
But it sounds like it's not working out so hot for Tim with the sister, because if it was working out hot with Tim with the sister, that he wouldn't be asking Cheryl to get back.
Yeah.
Martin Brodeur pulled this off back in the day.
What?
Yeah. Martin Brodeur divorced his wife for his wife's sister.
No way.
Yeah. That's bad.
Are they still together?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
How does that work?
Yeah, it doesn't. Family dinners from that point forward, you're probably just not having them.
What?
Yeah. I would have to guess, and I have done no reading beyond surface level on this, but Martin Brodeur's now wife and his ex-wife, there's no way they talk.
They can't.
Because that hurts under regular circumstances, but imagine your husband's a multi-millionaire, hockey Hall of Famer, leaves you for the sister. Dirtbag move for Brodeur. Dirtbag move for Tim here. But the sisters, you sick now.
Yeah, exactly.
That's messed up.
Exactly.
Oh,
I can't believe it. I didn't hear that about Martin Brodeur.
Yeah, might do a little Googling here during the break.
Man.
That is the biggest act of desperation, though, I think I've ever seen. Like, I've tried everything to get Cheryl back.
How did they get through?
Oh, I think they knew that this would go viral.
This would go viral.
You had to know this would go viral. And there's been so much bad Pirates PR stuff. Let's get something funny out there. I just imagine Tim talking to his buds. I tried everything, guys. I bought her flowers. I got her a gift card to her favorite restaurant. I've apologized time and time again. I've shown up in her front yard with a boombox, professing my love for poor Cheryl. Oh, you know what you got to do? You got to get it on the Bucko billboard. You get up on that Bucko billboard, Cheryl will take you back right quick.
Quick.
Jeez. Also, I didn't know we were making Cheryls anymore.
It's probably an older person.
Man.
Probably.
Geriatric Tim.
Maybe.
All right. Coming up next, a potential future Hall of Famer throwing a ton of shade at Ben Roethlisberger. But is he wrong? We'll get to that coming up next. First, Fan Weather, brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. It's the Fan Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.